Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Bill Hunfield. Batting second. The center fielder, Red Barnes. Batting third. The right fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bill Sisel. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Tate. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The center fielder, Mule Haas. Batting third. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jimmy Fox. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Earnshaw. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Earnshaw. And now, play ball. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Reynolds moves to second. Bill Sisel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes who is chasing the ball. Haas reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sisel fields it and throws to home to get Haas. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Calm fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy strikes out. One out. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox moves to third. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Fox scores. Miller moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair strikes out. One out. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Miller tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0-for-1 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 0-for-1 in the game. Barnes hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Barnes moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the White Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0-for-1 in the game. Cochran hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-1 in the game. Simmons hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Haas tags and moves to third. Cochran tags and moves to second. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Haas scores. Cochran scores. It's 4-0, Athletics. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller is hit by the pitch. Fox moves to second. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. Miller goes all the way around to score. It's 6-0, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0-for-1 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and has Dykes trapped. There's the throw to Com, who throws to Hunfield, who tags Dykes for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Earnshaw hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Cecil reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. Cecil takes first base on ball 4. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy strikes out. 1 out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com strikes out. 2 outs. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. Tate takes first base on ball 4. Cecil moves to second. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 2 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a line drive into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 2 in the game. Hunfield strikes out. 1 out. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Barnes takes first base on ball 4. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Jolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Tate settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cecil scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Hunfield settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cecil hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards first. Fox settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm is 0 for 2 in the game. Calm takes first base on ball 4. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Barnes. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lyons. Dykes scores. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Athletics. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McNair. The throw from Tate and he is safe. McNair steals third. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Earnshaw hits a fly ball into center field. Barnes settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNair tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 8-0, Athletics. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops it up and throws to first, with Lyons covering, for the out. Two outs. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Haas hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cochran hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Cecil fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 2 in the game. Lyons strikes out. One out. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 0 for 3 in the game. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnes strikes out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Reynolds takes first base on ball 4. Hunfield moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a fly ball into left field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunfield fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Cecil is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cecil is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Cecil hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 3 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Miller. Clancy reaches second base with a double. Cecil moves to third. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Com hits a fly ball towards right. Miller catches it and throws to second to double up Clancy. Cecil tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-1, Athletics. Benny Tate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tate is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Tate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 3 in the game. Lyons takes first base on ball 4. Tate moves to second. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Earnshaw fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got 3 RBIs. Dykes hits a line drive towards short. Hunfield reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNair takes first base on ball 4. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Tate for a passed ball. McNair moves to second. George Earnshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Earnshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. He has 2 sacrifice flies. He's got 2 RBIs. Earnshaw bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to third. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 4 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons fires to first and picks off Bishop. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 8, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Red Barnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barnes is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Barnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 8, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.